hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
First-time unemployment claims are down a bit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week. Economists were forecasting a bit more, 215,000 new claims. The sharpest jumps in jobless claims were in Georgia, Michigan, and Connecticut. The biggest declines were in California, Pennsylvania, and Iowa.
Heavy rains from the outer bands of Hurricane Lane are pounding Hawaii's Big Island today, spawning flash flood warnings and landslides as residents and businesses begin to prepare for the most powerful hurricane to hit the island since 1992. This resident says he was skeptical that the powerful storm would hit the island, but then...
We saw like people at the stores like panicking and wiping out all the water, so now we're like in a rush to get super safe, try to get this secure as possible. So,
you're listening to USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team was one holdout juror away from a winning conviction against Paul Manafort on all 18 counts of bank and tax fraud. Paula Duncan joined Fox News and explained what went on behind closed doors.
We all tried to convince her to look at the paper trail. We laid it out in front of her again and again, and she still said that she had a reasonable doubt, and that's the way the jury worked. We didn't want it to be hung. So we tried for an extended period of time to convince her, but in the end, she held out, and that's why we have 10 counts that did not get a verdict.
Much was also made about the jurors speaking out, and Paula Duncan says she wanted to speak out and didn't feel threatened in any way.
I don't feel a threat. I am an American. I'm a citizen. I feel I did my civic duty. I don't think I need to hide behind anything. I'm not afraid at all. And I thought that the public, America, needed to know how close this was and that the evidence was overwhelming. I did not want Paul Manafort to be guilty, but he was, and no one's above the law. So it was our obligation to look through all of the evidence. And there were 4 boxes, mm-hmm. 4 paper boxes full of paper to look through.
Duncan did say looking through that evidence was fairly straightforward. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I had to check myself this week. I had to check my anger. I had to get the Watchdog on Wall Street anger in check. past several years, I've been able to, I've handled things differently than the way I used to. And this has to do with ripoffs and scams and how I've basically gone out, tried to warn as many people as we possibly can. We open up the phone lines throughout the entire week. I'm answering emails, you name it. And people inquire. People inquire. I get questions all the time about this supposed investment advisor or this wonderful opportunity here, there, and everywhere. And the reality of the situation is I am not even a 200 hitter. I'm not. I can't even bat 200. Yeah, for every 10 people that call in and inquire about something, I'm telling you right now, not even two listen. This past week, I got angry because I'm going through a list. I get various different also feeds that come into my email that send me various different stories where I target keywords. So it helps me to go out and research and look for ripoffs, scams, whatnot. And there was three in particular here. There was one out of California, out of Orange County, California, a Laguna Hills-based investment advisor, ripping people off, had people going into some sort of new driver app. There was another one here. This one was actually down in Florida, another Ponzi scheme. People got ripped off to the tune of about $7 million in this one. And there's one in my own backyard here, Suffolk County, Long Island, the Securities and Exchange Commission, charging a former registered representative with defrauding customers to the tune of, what, tens of millions of dollars. Now, every single one of these scams, and it all hit within a 24-hour period of time. I saw these. These were guys that got caught. I had warned several people to steer clear. I had warned several people to stay away. And I try as best I can to break it down and to explain to them what is real and what is not real. And I've come to the conclusion that many people, I could be Obi-Wan Kenobi and use the Force. People call in and they want to believe. They already do. They've already been sold. And they're looking for me to give them some sort of, I don't know, one last pat on the back and go get them. And when they don't get that from me, and I start serving up reality, and I start explaining to them how this can't be real and how this is not honest, and they start firing me back the various different rebuttals that the salesperson gave them when they were asking those questions, and slowly but surely I can hear how they're getting annoyed with me on the phone. They're getting upset with me that I'm not telling them something that they want to hear. I know I've lost. I've lost. And I try. I try. I don't yell. I don't scream. I don't know if maybe I should. But I try to lay things out in a logical, mathematical, reasonable manner. And I'm telling you right now, I don't bat 200. Most people do not heed my warning. And I said, within a 24-hour period of time, three different scams that I had warned people about came in. All three of the guys are arrested now. Big deal. Big deal. Big whoop. Okay, you caught a few crooks. Do you think any of those investors are getting their money back? I've described the regulators, Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA. They are much like the guys on CSI. You know, that the television show CSI, I'm a big fan of the show way back when. The Miami one was a little bit off, to say the least. But I did like the one that was in Las Vegas. I watched it for a few years. CSI, they don't prevent crimes. They come in after the fact to investigate and figure out what happened using their skills. That is what the SEC, that is what FINRA do. They're not cops out there on the beat protecting you. Have you ever heard of a single investment firm shut down before people have lost their money? This used to drive me crazy back in the 1990s with all of these penny stock firms that were out there. They knew. FINRA knew. Well, back then it was the NASDAQ, NSDR. That's what it was before it was FINRA. The SEC knew. Regulators knew. They knew exactly what was going on, and they did nothing. They had to wait till everybody lost their money before they came in and decided to do something about it. And I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. That's when I started thinking and brainstorming. I got to do a radio show to try to help these people out. I got to act as some sort of cop on the beat trying to warn people to what's going on. And I have. And you know, the show has done well. But my batting average hasn't been that great. In all the years I've been doing this. And when I'm talking thousands of different Ponzi schemes, investment fraud, you name it, that people have called us up, called me up, sent me an email that we've helped out with. Not once have I ever gotten a phone call back calling me out. Markowski, you were wrong. That worked out great. Not once. Occasionally, I'll get the phone call. Someone will call back. I should have listened to you. I can't believe it. I've lost everything now. My portfolio has been decimated. Can you help me? And of course, we will help you. And it's going to take work, time, and effort just to get back where you were before. Most people are too embarrassed, quite honestly. I haven't heard from any of the people that got ripped off from these. And I know who they are. Obviously, we keep records of everything that we do and everybody that contacts us. And I'm not going to call. If they want my help, they can call me at that point in time. I think it would be, I don't know, rude, distasteful if I was to call. So I will wait for them. If they want help, I'm here to help. But the reality is, people, there's so many con artists out there. There are so many shysters out there. They're not going away. And I'm here to tell you and warn you that there's nobody out there on the street. There's no government regulator. There's nothing out there that's going to protect you. You have to protect yourself. How does one protect oneself? Well, you know what? You better understand how they operate. And you better know yourself. And you better understand human nature. And you better understand what your greed buttons are and what your fear buttons are, because these salespeople are going to find out and they're going to press them in their effort to steal from you and take your money. I've accepted my role. I have. I've accepted it. I am Sisyphus. I wrote about this, maybe 14, 15 years ago. And this is back in the day when I used to yell. When I would hear these ripoffs and scams, I would be yelling into the microphone. I would be angry at what was going on. Again, I've learned over the years that it's a waste of energy. It's a waste of energy. I couldn't sleep at night. I would drive my wife crazy because it's kind of like knowing that there's going to be, it's like knowing that there's going to be a car crash tomorrow and you want to do something about it. I know that these people are going to get ripped off. I told them what they need to know. I gave them all the information, but they choose not to listen. I'm telling you right now, it would keep me up. I couldn't sleep. It took me a while to learn, you know what? There's only so much that I can do. I can work my butt off. I can be on the air 18 hours a day. I can write. I can explain. There's only so much. I can answer all the phone calls, all the emails, but I'm limited. I'm only human. So what we do here at the Watchdog on Wall Street, or what we do at Markowski Investments, is we push that rock to the top of the hill, knowing that it's going to roll right back down on top of us more often than not. It said Sisyphus. Sisyphus has been doing this, well, since he died after being king of Corinth and decided to basically, dupe Hades and sentenced to eternity to push the rock to the top of the hill and have it roll back down on top of him. Sometimes we here at Markowski Investments, sometimes the Watchdog and Wall Street Show, we push the rock to the top of the hill and we can push it over the top. And that makes it all worthwhile. I did. But like I said, people, I'm human. And this past week, I felt it. I felt the anger coming on. I said, got three hits within a 24-hour period of time where I could have saved people. I tried to save people, and I couldn't do it. We're going to take a break. Yeah, we get back from the break. I'm going to go back in regards to ripoffs, scams, Ponzi schemes. I'm going to go back about 10 years. I'm going to go back to Madoff. And I wrote a column that basically breaks down how Madoff ripped everyone off and how Madoff's formula, recipe, secret sauce, no different than any of these small-time crooks. Same exact thing. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Take advantage of everything we have to offer. We've got a latest white paper on the retirement crisis. You need any sort of help, we've got account repair kits. It's what we're here for. Able to get in contact with me there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We also have our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5982. Be back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, wow. This is Little River Band. I haven't heard this song in a long time. The old harmonizing bands from the 1970s. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Bernie Madoff. I saw that something was up with that guy, too. It was kind of funny. I got a hold of some account statements. And actually, it was via an accountant that couldn't figure it out. Chris, what in the world is this? This doesn't make any sense. Madoff's account statements were done on an old, you know, those old dot matrix printers? Those really loud printers from like the 1980s. And the accountant was asking me questions saying, I don't understand. The stocks never traded where these executions are. This doesn't make any sense. And automatically, my bull excrement meter starts going into overdrive. It's like spidey sense for me. You know, my hair stands on end and whatnot. Yeah, I get that. I knew something was up. I knew something was up, and I said, listen, this is something's wrong here. This is not right. There's obviously an issue. Gentleman by the name of Harry Markopoulos actually did real investigative work into Bernie Madoff. I broke it down using math, algebra, and how his entire firm was a scam. He did this over several years, he followed Madoff, and he provided all of that information to who? The proper authorities. Top men. That's right, top men. Think the end of Indiana Jones. We've got top men working on it right now. The top men at the SEC. Harry Markopoulos gets all of this information over to them, and they did what with it? Nothing. Nothing. Listen, the scam of the century, they called it, right? That was Bernie Madoff. Yeah, movies about it. HBO did a movie, right, with Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer. The question with this one, Madoff, was how is it possible that so many sophisticated investors, how is it that so many sophisticated investors got duped? How is it that this scam, this Ponzi scheme, could go on for decades? How is it that the authorities could miss this? And why? I'll go through various different... I'll answer all of these questions for you. First and foremost, one of the things, okay, I am giving you the cheat codes. That's what the youngsters call it nowadays, right? Or what do they call them, hacks now? There's different terminology. Cheat codes might be a little bit old. You know, the video games, and you figure out how you can cheat the video game. Or now I guess they're calling them life hacks. Little tricks about life, things that you need to know. Well, we provide the cheat codes and the life hacks, the investment hacks here on this program. I'm going to explain to you how they do it. The problem is I've been explaining to everybody how they do it for a long time, and people choose to ignore me. Madoff, first and foremost, and they all do this. We like to call it the scarcity sale. What is a scarcity sale? Salesmen know you give the illusion of exclusivity. You give the illusion of exclusivity. Not just anyone can be a part of this deal. I get hammered on this. I used to. I don't go to the investment conferences anymore because most of the people I just can't stand. But I used to go to those things. They're like, you're not exclusive enough. It's going to be better for your business if you are more exclusive. You got to at least give the illusion of being exclusive. Why would I do that? That would be lying. We're going to help everybody out. It is what it is. But it doesn't work that way. It's not even do good. Say, I don't give a damn. Sound familiar? Not just anybody can be a part of this deal. Good marketers understand this. And by utilizing the illusion of scarcity, they hasten demand. False scarcity encourages us to what? Buy sooner and perhaps to buy more than normal. Now, when this strategy is applied to investment products, it also provides the illusion of above average returns. Now, we could go back to the 1980s and the 1990s. Back then, when big brokerage firms and boiler room operators used that very same tactic to drive up the prices of IPOs. All they did, they just simply cut back on investors' IPO allocation and forced them to buy aftermarket, driving the stock price up. Madoff's case, hey, if you were a part, if you could get involved with Madoff, it was like being in with the cool kids in high school. Yeah, you were a part of the cool crew in Palm Beach. A lot more on this when we get back. Hey, we're doing cheat codes today. Life hacks here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Congressman Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret pled not guilty in San Diego to charges they illegally used his campaign account for personal expenses. Bail was set at the congressman for $15,000 and his wife $10,000. The indictment alleges they used more than $250,000 to finance family trips to Italy and across the world. Some Senate Democrats called on Republicans to suspend the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts in New York court. Today, Senator Richard Burr addressed this from the Senate floor.
Another member said that Judge Kavanaugh threatens destruction of the Constitution of the United States. The goal has always been the same. Delay the confirmation process as much as possible and hope that the Democrats take over the United States Senate in the midterm elections.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, we are spinning some eclectic tunes today here at The Watchdog on Wall Street show. But then again, when are we not? Welcome back, everybody. Okay, I'm being honest here, people. Like I said, I'm not even a 200 hitter when it comes to saving people from themselves. I can't begin to tell you how many clients, not they weren't clients of ours then left, but people that we were bringing on, looking to bring on as clients to Markowski Investments. I can't tell you how many that we lost to Madoff. I can't. No way to count. That many. Not kidding you. And we weren't cool enough. We were throwing the bashes in the Hamptons. We weren't throwing the bashes in Palm Beach. And if you got in with Madoff, I want you to think of like some of those 1980s films, high school angst films, where you wanted to get in with the cool crowd, the cool kids. Yup. You got in with Madoff. Well, that was it. And that's how well he did. He did his scarcity sale better than anyone. If you were eating lunch at the club down there in Palm Beach, golfing, everybody was talking about how Madoff was making them all of this money. Amazing how he pulled this off. He actually had people go out and kind of mingle with others and say, well, you know, I'm invested with Madoff and I don't know. I can make a phone call. I can try my best to try to get you in. I might be able to. I don't know. I don't know if he's taking in any new investors right now. And you would feel lucky. Lucky to get in. You were an anointed one. You are now a part of the crew. You are a click member. And let me tell you something. If a click member went out of his or her way to get you in, Oh, my Lord, down there, a social faux pas to decline. Again, it would be like, are you kidding me? They would gossip about you in these various different circles. You didn't decline Bernie Madoff. You were lucky to get in. Here's another one. There you go. Another investment hack. Investment hack. Life cheat code. The brilliance con. To be a great investment con artist, you must be brilliant at something. You know what you're going to be? You know what you really have to be brilliant at? At making people believe that you are brilliant. That's right. Madoff was considered a legend. A legend. I keep thinking of that Carly Simon song right now. You're so vain. Legend in your own mind. I mean, yeah, you are a money management legend. You know that people used to joke around. This is no, I'm dead serious. That if Madoff was a fraud, he'd take down half the world with him. There's an actual way of phrasing this. It's called the inherent domain of people who know more than we do. The aura of brilliance, what does it do? Oh, it can placate regulators. I have, SEC had it right there in front of them that the guy was a fraud. And they didn't want to, they couldn't believe it. It was right there. It was like 2 + 2 = 4. No. Bernie Madoff says it's 6. It can't be. And that's one of the ways that these guys get away with this. They're brilliant at making you think that they're brilliant. Another one, and this most certainly is true with Madoff, is affinity fraud. Affinity fraud used all over. You see this happen often in churches where the nice man who went to Bible study and had this religious way of investing money and promised us all these returns took you. Or they do this sometimes with unions, veterans, synagogues, you name it. And the pitch is really simple with this. Since I'm like you and believe like you, you can believe in me and what I say. Don't. Got to take a quick break right here. More on affinity fraud and some of the other hacks that we're going to provide for you today. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. What I want.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the Geico Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show, and we are always honored to be in front of the microphone, doing the best we can to take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed. Okay. Since I'm like you, and I believe like you, you can believe in me and what I say. Madoff, like other affinity con artists, they swim in certain circles. Now, Madoff swam in some pretty influential circles, especially within the Jewish community. He was a major contributor to many Jewish charities, served on the board of directors of many as well. And these are the circles that his clients came from. And also politicians are in those as well. And also the people whom are supposed to be policing him came from. Pretty smart, right? This guy was buddies with Chuck Schumer. He was buddies with Frank Lautenberg, senators. What, you think they're going to come down on Madoff? Political cover is also a good one, too, which Madoff was able to pull off, without a doubt. You remember, former SEC chairman Harvey Pitt? When he was put in there, and again, he was a great appointment by George W. Bush. A great appointment. He was thrown out. He was thrown out because the politicians didn't like him, because he was too tough. They didn't like the way that he addressed them, or the way that he dressed them now, because they didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And Harvey Pitt did. Harvey Pitt knew exactly what was going on, could have cleaned up a lot of stuff, but no, we had to do away with him. And they did. Every single one of these cons that Madoff mastered, well, let me tell you something. The same thing that is used by small-time con artists. Same thing. Smaller scale. But the exact same thing. You know, I looked at everything that Markopoulos did and provided to the SEC. The guy should have been brought down, but he wasn't. They made him register as a investment advisor and said that would obviously put him under further regulatory scrutiny. What good did that do? What good did that do? You know, one of the phrases out there I want to talk about as well, sophisticated investor. You ever remember the old comedian George Carlin? He did a skit called Words, where he highlights oxymorons and makes fun of our use of language. For example, mandatory option, resident alien, hot water heater, wireless cable, near miss, holy war, business ethics. I added one to George Carlin. He didn't put it in there. It was sophisticated investor. The definition of a sophisticated investor is someone who has the sufficient experience and knowledge of the financial markets and is able to evaluate a particular investment on its merit. That is that's what we call a legal gray area that's large enough to drive a dump truck through. But it's oftentimes used by boiler room operators, private placement hustlers who are getting all popular again, hedge fund frauds, and other confidence men for decades. You want a reality here, everyone? Get rich quick cons, the world's second oldest profession. More on this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All the help you need right there. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The
only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. And if you can't get enough of The Watchdog on Wall Street show, I'm going to give you some reality. Programming you're listening to right now, my weekend programs, heard on over 200 stations around the country, and it's not always live. It's the reality of weekend radio. Various different stations pick it up at various different times. That's one of the reasons why we got away from taking phone calls here on the program, because people were calling up and they wanted to speak to me and it wasn't live. But anyway, you might be listening to it, might not be listening to it. It is what it is, okay? I want to remind everybody that we are on every day, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 9 a.m. And various different stations around the country, not on the 200 that I'm on now, not even close. We're working on building that up. But if you want to get the program every single day of the week, again, you can go to our website. You can sign up for it there. It's absolutely free. And it's also available on iTunes. The podcast feature there is fantastic. Download it. Be sent to your device whenever you want it. So take advantage of that. Anyway, I brought that up because this past week I thought of something during our during my program. And I actually played a clip. I was going to play it again today, but I decided against it. Remember the film, There Will Be Blood? I'm a big Daniel Day-Lewis fan. I am. I think he's – I've never met the guy. But there is an actor I would like to meet. To me, he's a cool cat. Any guy who says, you know what, I'm going to quit acting for a while and go to Florence, Italy, and learn how to be a cobbler and make the finest shoes in the world, I just think that's kind of cool. I do. I didn't see his latest movie. For whatever reason, it didn't interest me. I guess he's playing some kind of designer. But anyway, he played in that movie, There Will Be Blood, this oil man. This vicious oil man. And there was a scene in the movie towards the end. And he's speaking to his adopted son. And his adopted son trying to start an oil business. And he's like, you're messing with me? And he did it this way. He said, you know, I have a straw. If I have a straw and you have a milkshake, my straw will go all the way across the room and into your milkshake, and I drink your milkshake. I drink it all up. And I think about that at times when I read these ripoffs and scams and how these guys drink people's milkshake. And it's been going on since the dawn of time. Like I said, we all know what the world's oldest profession is. Get rich quick con artists of the world's second oldest profession. What does that tell you? Again, we all know why there's the oldest profession out there, right? There's a little thing about human nature. We can all get that. We all understand that. We got the world's second oldest profession, get rich quick con artists. That also tells you something about human nature as well. And you need to guard yourself with this. When I first started on Wall Street, Again, I was shocked. I passed all my examinations, ready to go. I thought I was going to be more of an apprentice at the time, learning how to manage people's money properly. But it wasn't about that. It was just a sales class, and what they were trying to teach us was how to find out what people's greed buttons were. And once you could find out what people's greed buttons were when you're talking with them, then you know what? Then you can sell them. Yeah, these big firms, they do the same thing. Bernie Madoff, like all the other guys out there, it's the same thing as the boiler room operators, same thing as a crooked televangelist, some South Florida insurance salesman specializing in elder fraud. You know, the SEC's budget has increased more than two-thirds since the collapse of Enron. And you know that, let's double it again. If they doubled it again, do you think they would have nailed Madoff? No. They don't nail anybody. You understand? They do it after the fact. They don't it's not preventative. I used to call up way back in the day. I used to find out because, again, when we were Markowski Investments was starting up and we'd get accounts that we were transferring in from all of these bad brokerage firms and advisors. I used to actually alert back then. It wasn't FINRA, the NSDR about these firms. Do you think they did a damn thing? Do you think they lifted a finger to put a stop to what these firms were up to? No, that's not what they're tasked to do. Again, they're CSI. They come in after the fact. What is the best defense? What's the best defense? Well, first and foremost, again, you need to understand what we've been preaching here on the program forever. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. You also need to understand that there is no such thing. There's no such thing. It's like a unicorn, okay? It's not real. As a financial guru. No such thing. It's just snake oil, man. That's it. They've got nothing else. Listen, I've been involved in this business for decades. And God willing, I stay healthy. I'll be able to be involved with it for decades on past. And maybe some of my kids want to get involved. I know my brother Michael's kids, his son is starting to get involved. And we go out there and we tell you what it is, what it, reality is, okay? We're an investment firm that's not telling you that we're going to show you doubles and triples on your money overnight. Because we can't. Because nobody can. Get your financial plan done the right way. And please, people, if you need help, call. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5980.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Justice Department won't be influenced by politics, speaking in response to President Trump's criticism of him earlier today in a TV interview. Talk on Capitol Hill is even that Sessions could be replaced right after the 2018 midterm elections. Dangerous Category 4 Hurricane Lane is pushing ever closer to the Hawaiian Islands, and it has already begun unleashing excessive wind and rain on the Big Island. The storm is expected to maintain hurricane strength at least through Friday, and up to 30 inches of rain is also expected. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell says you better be prepared for this hurricane.
The effects of this hurricane as it passes the island of Oahu could last longer than one that just moves by quickly. And so the rain will be heavy and longer. The wind will be longer in duration. And we could have coastal flooding that lasts longer because of the winds that are whipping from the south.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction time slow way.
Testing, testing.